And now, James Gravel.
If you have heard any of our previous broadcasts, you know that we routinely place great emphasis on the importance of being a faithful Christian. One of the reasons we do this, of course, is because of the Bible's teaching that the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord, Romans 6:23. In 1 Timothy 2, verse 4, the Bible tells us that God desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. We desire the same thing. But as I speak to you about these matters, it would only be right for you to ask the age-old question, if I were to become a Christian, what would be in it for me? In this lesson, and several that will follow, I would like to answer that question, because if you were to become a Christian, there definitely would be something in it for you. That something actually is divided into two parts, one that applies to the here and now, and the other that applies to the hereafter. Concerning the here and now, Jesus himself said in John 10, verse 10, I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. The truly abundant life is found only in Christ, a fact that the Apostle Paul clarified in his epistle to Philemon when he spoke of every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus, Philemon 4, verse 4. The phrase, every good thing, covers a lot. But perhaps Jesus summarized it best when he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6, verse 33. God always has taken care of his people, a fact that King David expressed beautifully in Psalm 37, verse 25, when he wrote, I have been young, and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. One of the earthly blessings of being a Christian is the fact that the solid foundation of God stands having this seal. The Lord knows those who are his. 2 Timothy 2, verse 19. As I said, God always takes care of his people.